Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we are joined by Mr. Philippe Brichot, the president and CEO of Destilería Sarayas, a century-old manufacturer of premium rums best known for its flagship Don Q rum. Mr. Brichot, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're welcome, Eric. Pleasure to be with you.
And the pleasure certainly is all ours. Looking forward to hearing all about the history here. So if you would tell us about Don Q's heritage and your role as president and CEO. Let's kick it off there.
Oh, great place to start. Well, Don Q rum is the crown jewel of Destilería Sarayas, which is a 155-year-old company, family-owned, based in the south of Puerto Rico, in the town of Ponce. And I'm the first non-family president and CEO. I took over in 2017, just a few months before Maria. So I'm honored to lead a company with an amazing, rich heritage and a brand that's really highly regarded by consumers in Puerto Rico and many markets where we export.
Quite interesting how you took over just before Hurricane Maria. Now, since taking over as CEO, what has been the key areas of focus for you so far?
Well, when you take the helm of a 155-year-old family business and you're the first non-family leader, your first step is to understand the culture. And that's a starting point for any new leadership role. But I think it's even more vital in a company with such a history. We have people that have been there for three, four, almost five decades. And at the same time, you got to assess where the company and the brands are and identify what are going to be the strategic priorities for the future. So going down that path, I saw the opportunity to invest in further in the distillery to enable our projects that we identified, one of which is this new rebranding, renovation of Don Q. We just launched a few months ago, right in the middle of the pandemic, by the way, an exciting new graphic design and bottle. So very exciting year for the brand, for Don Q, and so far it's going very, very well in spite of the challenges.
Yeah, speaking of challenges, this year has certainly brought a host of challenges, and I don't think anybody alive today would forget 2020, that's for sure. What have you learned, and what advice can you share from the challenges that you have faced with adversity, natural disasters such as Hurricane Maria, earthquakes, and a global pandemic?
Well, you know, when you're leading a company through major events such as the ones you mentioned, you really have to connect with your employees and work together to get through these situations. And you as the leader, you have to be the rock in the middle of the storm. And you gotta understand you're not gonna have all the answers all the time. So that's really critical. And then the first priority is, since there are, you know, these are major disasters, is to take care of your employees. And you know, you're as you said, you're never ready to manage these levels of disasters. But I have a motto, which is what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And when you have a company as solid as ours, and employees that are so dedicated, it all comes together. But again, your first move is to instinctively make sure everyone is safe and accounted for. In the case of Maria, it was very challenging. We had no phone service for weeks. But that's priority number one. At the same time, you've got to deal with the critical business decisions to make sure your business can continue. And then, very importantly, we have to focus on the community. We are a company very much part of the fabric of Puerto Rico, and that means that we have to play our part in helping the community heal. And we've done that in many ways with Maria. We were out there providing over 76,000 meals and water to the communities that needed it. In the case of the earthquakes, we also mobilized and made a $1 million investment to help people in need. And recently, with the pandemic, we were under lockdown in Puerto Rico very early in March. We immediately switched our rum production to produce high-proof alcohol to donate. We donated over 65,000 proof gallons to hospitals, medical sector, relief brigades, and whatnot. So we've always been there to help. But yeah, it's been a very interesting 3+ years, and it wouldn't have been possible without the commitment of our employees.
Thanks for the fine report and for the advice, Linda, along the way. Much appreciated today. We're joined by Philippe Brachot, the president and CEO of Destilería Sarayas, a century-old manufacturer of premium rums, best known for its flagship Don Q rum. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Brachot, how have you kept employees and stakeholders engaged and motivated, especially during such an unprecedented time in our history?
Well, as a family-owned business, we've always considered that our employees and their families are vital. Like I said, we have people that have been with us for decades. So when they felt that we continue to have a genuine concern for their well-being, then they again naturally stepped up and did that beautifully. So I was very, very proud and humbled by them. And then you have to reach out to all your external stakeholders, the board, the family shareholders. Everybody needs, in times of crisis, reassurance, frequent communication. That, for me, is the key learning in managing any crisis and times of uncertainty. Even if you don't have all the answers, you just got to be sincere with the facts that you have and show up, even if you don't have much to say. And that's the way we you know, I led our teams and our company through this series of unfortunate events. But Puerto Rico is very resilient, and in general, not only our employees, but as an island, it's amazing what the people here have been able to overcome.
Yeah, for sure on that, and that is certainly an understatement, no doubt. Now, Destilería Sarayas released a couple of rum expressions this year, and you redesigned, as you had mentioned earlier, your bottle and logo, which is quite an interesting time to do that. What was that like during a pandemic?
That was not only the pandemic, but the earthquakes before disrupted many things. Because you have, when you're, I don't want to get into technical details, but when you do a major change of packaging, you got to retool your bottling line. So we had literally equipment and materials coming from many countries. So that earthquake didn't help. Timing couldn't have been worse. But we managed to, you know, put it together. A lot of hard work, a lot of teamwork, a lot of communication. Everybody came through, and actually the pandemic caught us at a really tough time, because we were drawing down the previous packaging, so low on inventory, and then about to launch the new one, but then we were under a lockdown, so you can imagine. The first priority was obviously to ensure our employees' safety. We were immediately implementing strict access controls and locating PPE for our employees, because that's priority number one. But then we, as I said earlier, in the middle of this launch, we wanted to shift to produce high proof alcohol to help out. So yes, it was bumpy, but we got the product out to the market in the middle of the pandemic. And that was a great opportunity. And you know, in crisis, there are opportunities. E-commerce is one of them. We were able to establish partnerships in the U.S. with these third-party marketing companies like Reserve Bar, Drizzly, because a lot of home consumption. And many shoppers or consumers were going online. So, yeah, a lot going on. we didn't exactly time this launch when you look at everything that happened to us, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes, certainly a great point right there, well stated. Now, I'd be curious also, any pivots that you did have to make, and were they successful during all the challenging moments that you incurred?
Yeah. Well, you know, then you have to make quick decisions. So you have limited inventory because the pandemic slowed us down, and right when we were bottling the new package. So, you know, you have to make tough decisions of who you're going to supply first. You know, prioritize who you're going to ship to. So you got to look at the data, make quick decisions the best you can in the middle of what was a very, you know, difficult time. We were one of the countries or territories that closed down the soonest. So obviously that made it even more challenging. But you gotta adapt to what you're dealt with. Again, we are, you know, we've been around 155 years. So, you know, if we have a disruption for a few weeks, it's nothing we can't recover from. And, you know, look back at everything we did to make this new redesign for Don Q a success. And I think we can be very, very, very proud. And the feedback we've gotten from our consumers and the trade in the U.S., the retailers, our distributors has been outstanding. So we're really excited about what the future holds for Don Q. And we plan to continue to craft great rums and continue in the next 155 years, hopefully, at least.
I hear you on that, and you've been doing it a long time, so why couldn't you do it another 155 years? Excellent point. Now, speaking of the future, and as we conclude, what does the future look like for Don Q Rum and Destilería Sarayas?
Well, I think we're very, very proud not only of what we do, which is great rum, but how we operate and our impact on the community in Puerto Rico, especially in the last 3 years. So I think you can't underestimate in today's world the importance of the private sector in terms of how it helps communities heal after you know, a crisis like the ones we've been through. So I think it's showing up everywhere today. It's really about how you do things as importantly as what you do.
Mr. Brichot, really great to have had you on. A lot to learn from our conversation today. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on your flagship product, Don Q Rum, and or Destilería Sarayas. Where's the best place online to get further details?
Well, as you said, you know, be in contact with us on our web pages, our social media pages, Don Q on Instagram, Facebook. You'll be able to access information about our brand and where to buy our products. So it's all there, available for consumers that love great rum.
Again, folks, it is donq.com. Mr. Brichot, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company continued success.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Felipe Brichot, the president and CEO of Destilería Sarayas, a century-old manufacturer of premium rums, best known for its flagship Don Q Rum. And for all the details, once again, visit donq.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.